CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com, where you can also find a list of the URLs, some of which I will not be reading out in full because they're too long to take in. Good morning, it's Sunday the 23rd of November 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Share your love of radio. Black Friday book sale ends Monday. UKFM Group seeks opinions. Do you have any family or friends who are interested in getting into our amazing and varied hobby? Why not encourage them to book into one of the RSGB's brand new workshops, an Introduction to Amateur Radio? Running in association with Bletchley Park, the workshops will take place at the RSGB's National Radio Centre on the weekend of the 15th and 16th of December. They're open to anyone aged 17 and upwards. Full details, including booking information, can be found on the RSGB's own website. The RSGB shop is having a Black Friday sale between now and the end of Monday, the 26th of November. Members and non-members alike will find great bargains on a large number of books. Go to www.rsgbshop.org for details. The UKFM Group Western Repeater Group is conducting an online survey about Stoke-on-Trent 2-metre repeater, GB3VT, and its mode, which changed from D-Star to FM some years ago. The results of the survey will provide insight into whether changing the repeater's mode should be considered. The survey is open until the end of New Year's Eve. Please visit ukfmgw.co.uk for more information and link to the survey. Reg G8VHI is still looking for a second reader for the GB2RS news reading at 8:30 p.m. on Sundays. He's starting a new work shift system in mid-January and won't be able to broadcast every week. You can send him an email, radcom@rsgb.org, and we'll forward the details to Reg. Yota month is always almost upon us. The first two clubs to activate the GB18 Yota call sign will be Aberkenfig Radio Club in Bridgend on the 1st of December and Sandringham School Amateur Radio Club with help from Verulam ARC on the 3rd. If you hear this station and others around the world taking part in Yota month, please take the time to contact these young people. Most of the 2017 RSGB convention videos, which were on the members area, have now been released onto YouTube. There's a longtimeurl.com and how to view all the videos available at the end of the bulletin on the podbean.com site. RSGB members who have signed up to receive RSGB membership communications should have received a free RSGB bookshop discount voucher this week. If you'd like to sign up for this and similar emails from the RSGB, go to the RSGB site. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 25th, the Bishop Auckland ARC rally takes place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, 32 High Street, Spennymoor, County Durham, DL166DB. This venue has good parking and access to a large ground floor hall. Doors open at 10:30, 10:15 for disabled, £2 to get in, under 14s free. There'll be the usual radio, computer, electronic and bring and buy stalls, as well as catering and bar facilities. Talk in S22, contact John G4LRG, 01388 606 396. Next Saturday, the 1st of December, is the annual ML and S Hog Roast and Open Day at ML and S Limited, Wessex House, Drake Avenue, Staines, TW182AP. Sponsored by Yaesu, Icom and Kenwood, the store will have its usual low prices, lecture streams and manufacturers on site. There'll be bacon butties for the early birds and a succulent pig in a bun for lunch. Doors open 8 a.m. and close 4 p.m. See hamradio.co.uk for more. Also on the 1st of December is the South Lancashire ARC Winter Rally at Bickershaw Village Community Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw, Wigan, WN25TE. Attractions include trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups, car parking, disabled facilities, catering, the licensed bar, admission £2.50, doors open 9 a.m. or from Jason, G0IZR, 0194273528. To get your event into RadCom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And for RadCom itself, we need to know at least 3 or 4 months in advance to get your information in the magazine. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, Norman Stewart will be active in Colombia from the 30th of June to the 31st of December. Operation will be 8 to 10 metre bands as time and band conditions allow. He'll be using the call sign HK3/MM0BMG. Note that the numeric part of the HK3 call sign may vary depending on the region of operation within Colombia, QSL via EQSL or MM0BMG. Cesar, V3LYC, and Adrian, KO8SCA, will be active as TX0A from Maria Est Atoll, IOTA OC113, as TX0M from Moraine Atoll, a new IOTA OC297, during the first half of December. DXCC wise, it says here, both these atolls count for French Polynesia. The tentative schedule is to operate from Morane, I suppose that's how it's pronounced, on the 6th to the 10th of December, and from Maria Est on the 12th to the 16th of December. Plans are to operate SSB and CW with two stations on the 40 to 10 metre bands. The logs will be uploaded to Clublog when the operators return home. QSL via Clublog's OQRS or via V3LYC Direct or Bureau. DK7TF and DH6ICE will be active as 4 Sierra 7 Delta Lima Golf from Sri Lanka, AS003, until the 6th of December. They'll be operating mostly SSB and FT8, QSL Logbook of the World, or via DK8ZZ, Direct or Bureau. Look for 4W/HL1HS and 4W/DS3EXX from Timor-Leste, OC148, between the 26th of November and the 3rd of December. They'll operate SSB, CW, FT8 and on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL Logbook of the World, Direct or Home Calls. KN4EEI and AA7JV will be active as Charlie6AGU from Water Key in the Bahamas, NA00001, until the 3rd of December. They're operating CW and FT8, mostly 160, 80 and 40 metre bands. They plan to operate during the CQ Worldwide DXCW contest and the ARRL 160 metre contests. Santa's Radio Club will be active as OH9S between the 1st and 8th of December from Finnish Lapland, some 200 kilometres above the Arctic Circle. Activity will be mainly 80 to 6 metre bands, all modes, FT8 included. All QSLs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau and Logbook of the World. Direct cards via Club Logs OQRS are preferred, or via OH9MM. Now for special event news, the Radio Club de Nice will be active as TM8AB between the 24th of November and the 12th of December, commemorating the 95th anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur two-way contact between Léon Deloitte, F8AB, and Fred Schnell, 1MO, on the 28th of November 1923. Please send event details to RadCom and RSGB.org as soon as possible. For free publicity in RadCom, UK special event stations must be open to the public so our free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now, the contest news. Big contest this month. The CQ Worldwide DXCW ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 25th. Using all contest bands, 1.8 to 28 megs, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, which for the UK is 14. On Tuesday the 27th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC using all modes, 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the Autumn Series of Contests run from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, CW only on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number, starting on Friday at 2200 UTC, ending Sunday 1600 UTC. The ARRL 160 contest uses CW only. The exchange is just the signal report, although American and Canadian stations will send their ARRL or RAC section number. Next Sunday, the 2nd of December, the 144 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 144 Megs band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group's winter marathon begins on Saturday the 1st of December and runs until the end of January. There's no specific operating period, just work as many locator squares as you can when you can, using any mode on the 50 MHz band. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Last week we saw relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions thanks to a reduction in coronal hole activity. The KP index never got higher than 3 and was usually between 0 and 2 for most of the week. We had a solar flux index of 72 and a low of 69, which is in keeping with this point in the solar cycle. Speaking of which, a new sunspot with a reversed magnetic signature was spotted on the 17th of November. As it was at a high solar latitude, we can probably associate it with the upcoming solar cycle 25. Unfortunately, it faded quickly, but the spot marked the second such region in the sun's northern hemisphere in as many weeks, suggesting that we could be in the early throes of the new cycle. But don't get too excited, as sunspot minimum is still predicted as being somewhere between September 2019 and early 2020. Other news was the appearance of Spradiki on 10 metres. This gave many UK amateurs some relatively short skip contacts into southern Europe on November the 10th. On the 19th, we saw a short-lived F2 opening on 10 metres around lunchtime. It just goes to show it pays to watch the bands and or the near real-time graphs at propquest.co.uk. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index around 68, with generally quiet geomagnetic conditions until Saturday the 1st, when the K index is predicted to rise to 4 or more. Therefore, conditions for this weekend's CQ Worldwide CW contest should be quite reasonable, at least on the bands up to and including 20 metres, with occasional higher bands opening. VHF and up, it looks like a bit of a flat week for most VHF propagation modes, with high pressure parked to the north of Shetland. This leaves just a hint of tropo, but confined to the far north across to Scandinavia. The rest of the country is under an easterly flow, with a bit too much wind to allow any significant temperature inversions to develop. The next changes will come as a large area of low pressure moves in from the Atlantic by midweek. This will bring unsettled weather and remove any chance of tropo, although it may introduce a possibility of some rain scatter on the microwave bands. Other options might be to include some aurora if we're lucky, and perhaps even some out-of-season sporadic E, as we saw on 10 metres on November the 10th, with an opening to Corsica in southern France. There's no meteor shower activity this week, but the December Geminid shower isn't too far away. With maximum declination today, the moon is up for nearly 12 hours early this week, and with Monday's perigee, path losses are at their lowest, meaning it's a good week for EME. That's all from the propagation team for this week, and that's also all from me until next week too.